Boy, that carol scene was the highlight of Christmas in some ways for me. That was really wonderful. Today we're jumping from the baby Jesus to that moment when the parents and the child look at each other and say, "I don't even know who you are." It really, in the scriptures, it jumps very quickly from the birth to he's 12 years old. There are a few apocryphal gospels that tell you stories. It kind of Jesus was sort of throwing his weight around and striking people dead who he doesn't like and things like that. But those are not the stories that were from the Holy Spirit. And so we're just jumping right into him being 12. Kids really grow up fast. They say the days last forever, but the years just fly by. And I just think that is just so true. You just think those days are just, the night will not come fast enough when you're alone in the house with kids. I mean, it's a wonderful thing, but you jump from infancy to age 12. Jesus may not have been, possibly, he wasn't back in the temple since he was 8 days old. So we don't know for sure, but it's quite possible that from when he was 8 days old and he was circumcised and he was blessed by Simeon and Anna, that he had not been back to the temple for 12 years. Mary and Joseph lived according to the ritual law. You know what? I forgot again, my brain. I told you I was going to ask you for the highlights. Okay, I want to do that. It was a deeply moving experience to be with you for Christmas. I'm going to bring this little lapel mic to you. Would anyone like to say, or even if you say, you know, it wasn't enough singing, it wasn't enough. I wish the sermon had been much longer. Whatever you want to, it can be something critical as well. I mean, not critical, but something evaluation. Would anyone like to share a blessing that you have received this Christmas?
Thank you. And thank you for the heads up on that. But yeah, no, I just really appreciated that, of course, Eloise pulling this together and how it connected us to medieval times, the importance of drama, which is nobody knew how to read, you know, and how important it was to kind of show these stories in a visual way. It was all a little chaotic and whatever, but I thought it just brought an extra sense of depth to the whole what was going on. It allowed us to live in the story.
She got everything to rhyme, didn't she? That was amazing. Anybody else? Just something simple that just does something.
I was just grateful that she made it so that everyone could be involved. Everyone felt like they were part of it, whether we were in the audience or the congregation, whatever, the choir, whatever. Just it was great that everyone could be part of it.
I think it's great that we have so many people who are game to be, you know, to
Present.
do. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Are you one of those people
N
that go?
no, no.
No.
I just am grateful that my family was all with me on Christmas Eve. It's been a while since I got them all together and came to church.
That was amazing. That was
Yeah.
quite a row there.
So I have a couple of things about the pageant. Not just that we were able to do it downstairs and we pulled it off, and everybody was included. My daughter Melissa came. So I was grateful for that. And we had a wonderful lunch, and I love breaking the bread that way. But I really enjoyed that. And we even had Derek as a shepherd. I think he might be in another play. So look forward to it.
We discovered his hidden talents.
I'm grateful to God first. Second, I'm grateful to the congregation. The congregation have played a meaningful life in my life. Guys, I'm warming spiritually. And since I came here, everything has been okay working along as planned. So I want to be grateful again, grateful to the congregation. You guys are amazing and loving kinds of people.
We love to hear that.
I want to give thanks for my middle son, Tony's family, attending. and being in the temple for the, in our Father's house for the Christmas Eve service. And also to reinforce, I loved how everybody was involved in the pageant. We were participants, as God calls us to be participants in His and our lives in this world.
For the drama first, when Miss Eloise told me to be one of the king's men, and I was kind of shy, so I declined. And she said, "No, you just need to be in something, so you're gonna sing with the kids." And I did that. I really enjoyed that because me coming up and singing is kind of something that I didn't plan on doing. Now I'm sitting here with the choir, so I don't know what's next. So that's good.
Thank you for sharing all of those things. Certainly make a lot of memories. Okay, so Jesus was jumps from being a baby, boom, and then suddenly he's 12 years old. Actually, he was probably about one or two when the wise men came. So then now he's 12. Mary and Joseph lived according to the ritual laws of purity because they did take the baby on the eighth day to circumcise it. And then the woman and the baby are sanctified, are purified on the eighth day. And here we learn that they kept their obligation to go to Jerusalem for the Passover. This is required for adult men. It is not required for women or for children, but Mary apparently did go with him. Now, if you're a Protestant, you think that Jesus had younger brothers and sisters. They did not, it doesn't appear that they came on this journey or they just weren't mentioned. But Jesus is 12. And again, it's a little sketchy in the historical record. We're not 100, there's no bar mitzvah, anything like that. But we think that about at 13, that the boys were required to follow the law, all of the law of the Old Testament. So then the next year, this is like a trial run that they're showing him, this is how it's done. And then the next year, he will come back by himself. He will come with his father and possibly his mother. So this is a dry run. They're showing him this is how you do being a covenant follower of Jesus. So they're showing him. Teachers of Israel during this time employed a question and answer style of teaching. So probably there were a group of people, and probably men, and the teacher would ask questions and the people would answer. It's one of these kinds of question and answer sessions that Jesus heard them talking about stuff that he was interested in. And so he just inserts himself into the group and he's listening and he's interacting with them. It must have been in a place in the temple where the public can go. Mary, who is a woman, would not have been permitted in certain parts of the temple. And Joseph, who was not a priest, nor was he consecrated for entrance to the temple, could enter. So they don't know exactly where Jesus was with the teachers, but it was part of the porch or part of the yard of the Gentiles. We don't know exactly. But Jesus has inserted himself into where they're talking about his stuff that he's really interested in. And everyone, those who are taking part in these question and answer sessions with the teachers, and maybe his parents, if they stood for a minute and they listened to what was going on, realized that Jesus had unusual understanding. And we are probably meant to remember Samuel, who is in the temple with Eli, a young boy who heard God's voice call, and he knew that God was calling him to a life with him. Jesus shows great understanding of the Old Testament and of God, and he expects his parents to understand him and to anticipate where he will be. He is wise, but he is developmentally still youthful. It's a very interesting moment for us to see our Savior, who I believe he committed no sin, and yet there's something developmentally, socially, relationally. He's not an adult. He just thinks, oh, they're going to know. They know me. They know where I'm going to be. It's just as a parent or as a child, you understand that from both sides, right? He's still learning. What a fascinating glimpse that the Holy Spirit has given us of what it means to learn, not to commit sin, but to learn, not to understand everything, not to have it all, but to still be learning. And he's surprised that his parents are troubled. He expects them. Do you remember when Bud and when Eric said to Bud at the when we went for coffee hour to their house, Eric said, "You always told me to seek first the kingdom of God." And this, of course, is the theme of Jesus's life. But he expects his parents to seek the kingdom of God first. Where else, what would he be doing except for seeking the kingdom of God? Just such a fascinating moment in Jesus's life. Mary and Joseph do not understand their son. There is no mention of the virgin birth here. Joseph is called his father, but we're to understand that we understand everything that happened. Jesus calls God his father. Mary and Joseph were surprised at this sight of the son. So if you of their son, if you think that they gathered around in Mary and Joseph's house and Jesus stood up on a box or a chair and he began to teach his brothers and sisters, if you're a Protestant, his brothers and sisters, his half brothers and his Joseph's children from a previous marriage, if you're not from that tradition, and that he would teach them the word of God in the house or something like that. That kind of image, just forget it. They were just brushing their teeth and doing things that regular people do because Mary and Joseph did not. This is what? He's talking like that? That was not the way that they always heard him talk. That's how we know this. We know so little, but we're getting just a glimpse of that. They did not see him speaking of these kinds of things daily. And Mary is disappointed and hurt that her son would be able to cause such a, he's just so thoughtless. He's so thoughtless. He doesn't understand how much I'm suffering on his behalf. And it is probably 3 days since they left Jerusalem. Not that it's a little ambiguous, and scholars really aren't sure exactly how to interpret that. But it probably was 3 days since they left Jerusalem. They walked a day, and then they walked a day back. Can you imagine when you lose your child, or when you lose somebody that you're in the store for just 3 seconds? You just can't, you know what happens inside of your. It was 1 day walking, but they weren't worried. And then the second day walking back, and then part of another day looking for Jesus. 3 days they were probably with a group of people from Nazareth that were walking together. This is a community. So when they don't see him, when you were a child, if you had been missing for 1 day, would your parents have known it? If you can say, no, they wouldn't have realized, you come from a close-knit community where you don't lock your doors, right? And you go in and out, and you might be at the neighbor's for supper, and they're not going to tell you, your son has come to our house. We're going to keep him for 4 hours, and then we're going to bring him home after a play date, right? It's a community where they are in and out of each other's houses. They're with relatives, it's cousins, it's aunts and uncles. They're all moving together. They didn't see him for a day, but they figure, oh, well, he's here somewhere with the women and children. Probably were first, the men were later. So Joseph is thinking, well, Mary, J Jesus is still 12. He's probably with the kids. Mary's thinking, oh, he's a man now. He's probably with his father. It's that kind of a community. Some of us never have lived in that kind of a community, but some of us have. Luke's second book also places a character in the temple for grounding him in the word of God and in the temple. Paul travels to Jerusalem to get his head shaved and pay his vow, and that's where he's misunderstood and arrested. So I would just like us to worship Christ at this moment in his life when he is not committing sin, but he is not yet a fully mature human being as an adult. And the second point I would like to make today is that Jesus was aware of his calling before the baptism by John. You know, some traditions put the baptism as when the Holy Spirit let Jesus know what his work was. But we see here that Jesus is aware, I am to be in my Father's house. I'm supposed to be about my Father's business. He knew this when he was 12, before the baptism, and the Holy Spirit descended as a dove. Jesus was aware of his calling. And then this is the catch. At this point in his life, he may have expected that he would spend his life in the temple, right? He's like, nobody talks about this stuff. I'm so happy. You guys know, you studied the same, you know the. He knew the Old Testament even as a 12-year-old. And he's like, I'm coming back here. This is my life. I'm going to be with these guys. I'm going to be one of these guys. That part is speculation. We do not know that. But for the first time in his life, he's with people who understand the Old Testament in the way that he understands it. So he may have thought, this is it. You know, like the child that sees the cello and then he says, that's it, that's mine. You know, sometimes kids see the, they study the stars and they see, oh, I'm going to devote my life to the stars. Jesus has found a group of people that talk like he talks. He's not going to fulfill his calling in the temple. It's not going to go smoothly like that. He summarizes his calling here as serving his father. As a human, he will experience disappointment and disorientation in his plan as he grows up and he learns more about his calling and his life. And we also go through that. We think recently I had twice where I just, as I was praying and I was singing, I said, this, oh wow, this is so wonderful. And then it turned out it wasn't that way after all. You know, you're disoriented. So I don't understand those experiences, but sometimes we think, this is it. Praise God. And you just think, I've been waiting for this. But we don't understand fully the purposes of God. And if you're in your life somewhere where this is it, I feel the presence of God here. I feel that this is my calling. It may be that God yet has more to open up about it. So don't be discouraged or disillusioned because Jesus Christ himself had to go through that process of understanding what God was doing in his life. And also don't be discouraged because the purposes of God for you will surely come in the same way that even though it was different than what he might have thought at age 12, surely came for our Savior as well. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.